We're grateful I was able to come.
Amen.
Tonight. I appreciate Brother Billy and Miss Margie bringing me down tonight. The friends we have in our church. There's a lot of discouraging days.
Yes.
More than I've ever seen in my life. Yet the battle, every inch of the way. There's no coasting in this. But one day we lay the armor down.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then, it's going to be a sight. I'm going to be in that reunion.
Yes.
Gathering from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. Gathering in, all going the same way. Praise the Lord. Never meet nobody coming from there, all going there. God bless every one of you. It's good to see you, dear pushers. A pastor that goes to a revival that's going on, he has to sacrifice to do so. Because he's got a busy deal. And there's so much required of a pastor now.
Amen. Yes.
And, but I still believe, just like I did the day I got ordained.
Thank God.
Yes, sir.
It hasn't changed a bit. I've heard a lot of things, but it hadn't changed, Brother Bobby. I believe just like I believed it then.
Amen.
And I'm very dogmatic about it.
Amen.
These folks is changing their ideas when they're pushing. They ought to take their original ordination paper back where they got them at and apologize to the church, get that worldly crowd to ordain. I believe that. You might not believe it, but I do. If you're right, stay right.
Amen.
I don't know where I got this saying, if you want to go to glory, go to Calvary, turn right, go straight, you'll make it in. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's a brief plan of salvation. Praise God's great name. Matthew chapter 21 and verses 10 and 11. And when he was come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" And the multitude answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." Will you pray with us? Dear Lord, I love you and I thank you for loving me. I thank you, dear Lord, for caring. I thank you for the singing. Thank you, dear Lord, for the people to be willing to meet in another meeting. I pray you bless him and his family. Bless the church family. Bless these dear preachers just come. Bless their families. Oh, God, and that one is not saved tonight. I pray you speak to their heart this evening. They'll see your glory one more time, Lord. Rebuke the enemies of hell. Lord, I pray you let us see somebody turn from a life of sin and shame and look to you and live, dear Lord. Help us to be pliable in your hand. Whatever comes to pass, we'll give you the credit for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. If you're not saved, you can be. God fixed it where everybody can be saved. And everybody that goes to hell goes against the will of God. It's not his will that any perish, but they'll come to repentance. And it makes a difference when you get saved. It changes your outlook. It changes what you look for. It changes what you want to listen to. And it changes where you hang out at. It makes a difference when you get this like you ought to get it. Who is this? Now, I can't tell you all he is. But I'm going to tell you a little bit of what he is to me. There's never been a friend like Jesus. But who is this? The whole town was moved. Excitement in Jerusalem. Who is this? They said, well, it's Jesus of Nazareth, of Galilee. Well, when you go to thinking about this thing, just who he is. First Peter chapter tells us is, He left us an example that we should follow his steps. Well, in his life, he's my example. He teaches us how to walk. He teaches us how to behave ourselves. And when you preach against sin, this worldly minded crowd said that's a hate message. That's a lie, that's out of hell. We love you. That's the reason we tell you, you sin will carry you to hell.
Yes, sir.
But that he's bluffing preachers to keep them from saying things like that. There is a hell. And people are going there by leaps and bounds. There's more going the broad way now than the narrow way. But they're not happy folks.
That's right.
They may be wrapped up in pleasure, but that's not going to last long. It's just for a season.
Amen.
Who is this? He's my example. It is life. He paved the way. He said, now you follow me.
Amen.
There's nobody ever followed the Lord close to him and ever backslid. You can't backslid on the Lord, backslide on the Lord, walking close to him. You can't do it. That is impossible. He keeps you company. And sometimes he's there when people don't realize him, don't recognize him. You remember when that parable was going to Emmaus? Jesus preached a long message to them folks. You ever thought about it? I don't know how many miles it was. Somebody told me, but I forgot. All that time he's preaching to them. A long message, wasn't it? Tell them about the things that the Lord, that the Bible told about him. And they said, well, we thought he was a man that's crucified. He said, why are you so sad? He said, hadn't you heard about things going over to Jerusalem? Well, the man we thought was going to deliver us, he's dead. And they didn't know, but he done walked up and joined them.
Yeah.
Walked along, hadn't said a thing in the world, just walking with them. But praise the Lord. Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that's within me, blessed holy name. When you get saved, you got company the rest of the way. You might feel like you don't have company. Sometimes you feel like you're forsaken, despised, unloved, and unwanted. And I've been in revivals, folks. I don't want you to pity them because I'm nearly home. I've been in revivals. I was a stranger on Monday night. On Friday night, I was still a stranger. When that last amen was said, was when I was glad to get to go home. Praise the Lord. Y'all think all the preacher does is sleep late, eat chicken, shout all the time. But there's more to it than that. God bless every one of you. I'm not trying to be comical. I'm just telling you what people expect of a preacher. They never expect him to feel bad. He's supposed to have a torch to carry around to show the people how to get cheered up. They won't need that if they walk close to the Lord. Praise to you. He's my example. Praise his great name. He's never led me astray yet. He's never led me in the path that I regretted going. Praise the Lord. He never told me anything to do that I wasn't glad I'd done it. I've done it. Somebody said, it's none of your business. But what they didn't know was it was my business. I've talked to people about the Lord and said, it's none of your business. And whether I'm right or not, it is my business. I'm trying to keep people out of hell. The devil's trying to take people to hell. I want to tell you now, the only remedy for salvation is in a man named Jesus.
Yes.
I'm very dogmatic about it.
Yes.
There's not another name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's Jesus or eternal damnation.
Yes.
Brother Cook, we've got to be tolerant about other religions. You might be, but I don't.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Any religion that leaves Jesus out of it is antichrist.
Yes.
I don't care who they are.
Yes.
What their name is. How many degrees they've got? How many they don't have? When they're inquiring about Brother John the Baptist, he's an unusual man. The Bible describes him as a man sent from God.
Yeah.
He's an unusual fellow, Brother Bobby.
Yeah,
they hadn't heard no preaching in a long time like that. All of a sudden, down in Jordan Valley, there's a man down there with a voice like a lion, screaming out, the eyes like the lightning pointing the finger at people, and all of a sudden God put the bees to work, making honey for me.
But
could you believe it? I sure do believe that. But Lord, have mercy, it don't trouble me to believe that. He had to have something to eat. Wasn't no supermarket to go by, wasn't no fast food places for me to eat at. So he just told the queen bee to get them together. And they mean bees and good bees, but these were good. He could just reach up on the limb, get him honeycomb anytime. Never get stung. Well, I got to get back where I started at. Well, bless the Lord. Unusual man. A man sent from God. He knew unusual things. There was a community. Wonder what makes him tick. If they could see inside of his bosom, they'd know what made him tick. Praise the Lord. Woo! These preachers got to go all these amusement things in the world to be entertained. Shame on every last one of them.
Amen.
I'm perfectly contented to get my book and sit down with the Lord. Read a while, he talks to me that way, then I get on my knee and talk back to him. Praise the Lord. What is it to you? Just think about it. Think about it. He's my example. In his death, he's my redeemer. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed to brag on him. I'm not ashamed to tell people I'm here because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that alone. Nothing good I've done. A lot of people think because they've always been poor, they're going to heaven anyhow. You can go to hell without a dime in your pocket. You can't take it with you. You won't spend it nowhere. The thing you got in your heart's going to get you to other better worlds. That's the thing that counts. His death, he's my redeemer. He died like a criminal. I'll never understand it. I've tried to explain it. I've tried to study his crucifixion many, many times. I've tried to live his life. And daily, I ask God to teach me how to love him more.
Yes.
I do. I want to love him as a song. I want to love him more. And I do.
Yes.
And sometimes I don't know how, Brother Bobby, but I ask the Lord, teach me, Lord,
yes,
how to love you a little bit more than I do.
Yeah.
And when you love somebody, you don't mind doing things for them.
That's right.
You go out of your way to do something for them.
Thank God.
They might get sick, but it's a joy to try to do something for him. In the 5 years at Hollywood, bedridden practically, she said, "Don't you get tired of waiting on me?" I said, "No, ma'am. I get tired but not looking after you. You're mine."
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Woo! Rubber smooth. Shatter weep. Woo! I want to tell you, folks. He's my redeemer. He died like a criminal. And he came me out of hell. And I'm not going there. Praise his great name. Woo!
Yes.
He blockaded the path to hell with his blood. If you go to hell, you go through over the blood of Jesus to go there. There's enough of blood shed on Calvary to save every individual that's ever lived. I don't understand that. But I know it works. I can't explain it. I can't explain how it takes effect. But I know one thing, it makes a difference in your life. When I got saved, I worked at the Goodyear plant in Rockmart, Georgia. We made the fabric went inside the tire, and I was a foreman the last 8 or 10 years. When I got saved, my boss was mean as 40 devils. I'm telling you, he was mean. I've been in the office with him, marking up a timesheet, and him with another. I've seen him push back from a desk. The desk chairs had rollers on them. Look over at me and say, "Don't tell me you can live right in this hole." I hadn't even mentioned it to him. The devil had him.
Yeah.
But before I left that plant, that man run my job while I done funerals.
God bless.
I'd do his job when he had to do something else. He died an elder in the Presbyterian Church. God finally got it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I go back in. I got addicted to that place. You work 18 years at a place, you sort of get used to it. I go back through that. And one time I just got back off a trip to the Bible land. I went by and said, "He won't know how to do it." I said, "I just got back from the Bible land." I called him the judge. He said, "Come over here in the gear room and tell me about it." He wouldn't have dared ask me about that when I first got saved. That's the last thing he wanted to hear about. He didn't want nobody to talk to him about the Lord. But he got where he liked it. He tell me, "You can't run this plant on sympathy." I wasn't trying to run it on sympathy. He didn't know when I got down there and got me a rag, got grease on my hand, that me and them fellas were talking about the resurrection or somebody getting saved. I'd have a good time. He's up there dressed up with a towel on, as miserable as he could be. He didn't know you'd have a good time down in the grease. But he finally got wicked. Well, praise the Lord. What world will he be right in here? You tell me. What world will let the world alone? You don't own it anyway. Woo! Oh, Lord have mercy. Ah. His death is my redeemer. We was out to the forest looking cornered. And the Bible tells us in Revelation, he said, I saw a number a no man could number out of every nation, kindred, people, and tongue.
Yes.
You're not the only ones going.
Amen.
There's going to be somebody that's after. Hallelujah. But there's some folks that think they're the only one that's ready to go.
Right.
If you run up on them, don't say nothing to them. They think they're by themselves. Just go and enjoy salvation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But there's going to be a crowd there.
Yeah.
And there's not going to be any disharmony.
No.
In his death, he's my Redeemer. I couldn't pay the sin debt.
Right.
There's no way in the world.
Amen.
And if salvation could be bought on an installment plan, people would make a down payment on it.
Yeah.
But it can't get that way. You don't get that this way. You get it or you don't get it. And now sometimes it takes people, it took Paul 3 days to get his sight back. And when Zacchaeus went up that sycamore tree, he was a lost man. But when he hit the ground, he's a saved man. It don't take God long to get the job done. He went up there seeking the Lord. That was his main motive, to seek the Lord. If that's what you go for business, you can find him. You find when you search for him with all your heart, the Bible says,
yes.
I'm going to believe it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It says sometimes it takes folks a week or a half to get ready to get saved.
Right. Yeah.
You've got to realize you're lost and you're going to hell if you don't get saved.
Right.
Then look to the only source, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And let me tell you something, young folks, you're not a sissy to live for God.
Amen.
Anybody can live like the devil. It takes folks born again to live right.
Amen.
And not be backward about it, not be bashful about it. Somebody put the finger in the corner of their mouth and say, I love the Lord. Never get a smile on their face. How many of you folks told somebody about Jesus today? How many of us stopped long? You said good morning to somebody. Well, you ought to say, how are you in the Lord? There's always a time for us to speak about Jesus. Always. There's never a time. We're not excused to not ever let a day pass that we don't tell somebody about Jesus. Well, now, to me, to walk up to Brother Bobby, as long as I've known him, and say, Brother Bobby, you saved, still saved. Now, that's silly. Cut that mess out.
Yeah.
If he was saved 10 years ago, he saved.
Yeah.
You believe that, Brother Cook? Yeah, I sure do believe that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I got born in the Cook family. I'm still a cook. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of poor folk, but happy.
Yeah.
I preached a message here a while back, I don't know how far back, about being poor but rich. We were rich folks when I grew up. We supported even poor folks who called us poor. But Mama knowed how to straighten boys out and girls out. And you know what? Mama never did turn us over to my older sister. Mama was Mama's house. And Papa was Papa. That's it. And sometimes she'd say, if you know what's good for you, you get that cotton chop down yonder. That's when my daddy'd be going to town for something. I learned that pretty early, to do what he said to do. I enjoy hearing the wagon wheels clucking if I'd done what he said to do. But I hear the wagon coming, I hadn't done what he said to do, it made me feel bad. I dreaded to see him come around that last curve. I know there's a time of reckoning.
Yeah.
You talk about, well, praise the Lord. What a Savior we've got. What a Redeemer we've got.
Yeah.
You never miss a, I owed so much I couldn't pay it. But he paid the debt.
Yeah.
I'm set free. It's not a damn business what I do. Yeah. Praise his great name tonight. Woo! In his burial, he's my scapegoat. You remember in the older days when they'd kill the goat? The priest would put it on the head of the goat, the blood, and send him into a land uninhabited. The graveyard not inhabited. Shadow, but
God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. If you've got some better thoughts out of this than I am, go over and enjoy, but don't rob me of what God let me think about.
Yeah,
where's your sins? I don't know. I just know they're gone. And I'm looking for them to come back. And one place he said, he cast them behind his back. Another place he said, I'll remember no more. He said, another place, they're in the depths of the sea. That means the deepest part of it.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I've seen a big sign right there where they're buried, no fishing allowed right here. There's something down there that's done been took care of.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Put in this evening. What a Savior we've got. What a Redeemer we have. He carried our sins and done something with them. He said, their sins and iniquity I will remember no more. And somebody throws up your back life, you remember it don't come from the Lord. He don't remember that. That doesn't come. And a perfect picture of that on the voyage that Paul was on that shipwreck, when it hung on the bank, the Bible said the front of it stuck. The back was tore apart.
Yeah.
It's gone. But the front hung in there.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. When I got in this, there's been storms coming. It's never moved me off the rock. Well, praise the Lord. I enjoy this, folks.
Yeah.
I really do. I enjoy it out in the garden. I work around that stuff, talk to it, pray over it. Brother Cook, you're silly. Well, I might be, but I'm enjoying being silly. If that is, don't bother me with it. Just let me alone. Let me go and enjoy it. In his resurrection, he's my justifier.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
If he had to come out of the grave, I wouldn't have been justified before God when he come out of there. But the devil tried to kill him before he got to Calvary. Do you think about it? He tried to kill Jesus before he got to Calvary. But Jesus left heaven to go to Calvary. If you go to heaven, you're going by there to get there.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You don't shout all the way, but you'll be saved all the way. Sometimes you don't go by your feelings. If you did, I'd stay in the bed. Wake up, sleepy, drowsy. Most of the time when the clock alarms, you're sleepy. But when the big clock's going to alarm one day, you're going to be wide awake. They won't be taking another nap. Praise the Lord. Lord, have mercy, folks. I don't know why everybody don't want this. It's the best thing ever happened to me. This will make poor folks happy. I've seen millionaires get saved. They can shout like country folks when they get what I got. Praise the Lord. Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Woo! Justified before the Father. All because of a man named Jesus. Who is this? He's my friend. Woo! And the best friend anybody ever had, his name is Jesus.
Yes.
He never shook his head and said, I'm sorry I can't help you. But always it's now. If you come to me, I in no wise cast you out. What is it to you? He's mine. He's mine. He's mine. And the devil can't do much about it. He can aggravate me, but he can't get what God put in my book.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I got to get this thing wound up and stop. Y'all won't come back no more if I don't. What is it to you? That's the thing about it. Test it sometime. What is it to you? When you go to looking through the Bible. They asked the bride about her beloved. Said, where is he gone? He's gone down in the garden gathering lilies. That's what he called one home every once in a while. He comes through the garden and picks out one and says, come on over here. I got a better place for you. Praise the Lord. Well, his return is my hope.
Sure.
Yeah. There it is, folks. His return. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despised the shame. Now that he's set down at the right hand of the glory of God. Hallelujah. He is our blessed hope.
Yes,
a lively hope.
Yes.
Our coming hope.
Yes.
Thank God for Jesus. What is it to you tonight? Friends, if you're not saved, he wants to be your Savior. The debt's been paid. The sin debt has been paid. God's Son paid that debt. I don't understand how it happened, but I know it does. It changes an individual. I was the worst person in the state of Georgia to say bad words. I'm ashamed to tell it, but I was. I woke my dear wife up a million times saying bad words in my sleep. A year or two after I was saved, we was talking, and she told me, said, I never did doubt you being saved. I said, I wondered if you'd ever wake me up cussing in your sleep. I didn't. I woke her up a praying. I woke her up a preaching. I woke her up a banging folks in right with God. But God had got to cuss her.
Yeah.
Well, I better write the flag on him. Yeah. He's the best friend that any man ever had. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah tonight. What a Savior we've got. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Oh,
all our sins and griefs to bear.
Yes,
He's my coming King.
Yes.
He's already King.
Yes,
He's already the ruler at my house. Praise the Lord. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Well, praise the Lord, do you know Him? He wants to get acquainted with you. He knows where you're at. He knows exactly how you live today. Get a song, buddy. Brother Neesmith, if you feel like it, stand out here on the floor.